And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Interesting topic here to discuss, and what we're going to be talking about is investment in rural America. We've got Matt McKenna. He is the founder of Georgetown University's Rural Opportunity Initiative. He joins us now. Matt, welcome to AgriTalk. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Chip. Nice to be here.
Good, good, good. How was Thanksgiving?
Lots of food and lots of family, so it's good all around.
Excellent. Matt, the Rural Opportunity Initiative, my goodness, if you start an effort like this, you first have to see, it's got to be an obvious need out in the countryside to trigger an effort like this. What was the need that, as you see it?
I started this program, Chip, when I was in the last administration at the Department of Agriculture working with Secretary Vilsack. And it was his view and his vision that there was opportunities in rural America to make money that the private sector wasn't paying attention to, and that there ought to be an effort to attract private investors, but both on the debt and equity side, to invite them in, help them make money, and help rural development along the way. And it turned out to be quite a bold vision, but one that we were very successful at USDA. When that administration ended, I had the chance to continue these efforts over across the street at Georgetown University in Washington, and we've continued to see some of that success.
All right. Now, Matt, why is it difficult? Why is it more difficult to get investment into those rural investment opportunities that are out there than it is into the urban opportunities?
We're partly a victim of our own success. And okay. By that, I mean there's tons of cash in the country right now. The economy's humming. A lot of people have made a lot of money. A lot of people are looking to invest that money. But it's much easier to invest it in urban areas than rural areas. And I'll just give you one example. It's around scale. If you're a big institutional investor, a big institutional bank, many times it's much easier and much more attractive to invest $5 billion than $5 million.
Okay.
And more often than not, the opportunities in rural America are in the $5 million range. And it's hard sometimes to get the attention of the large investors to those smaller but very important opportunities that exist in rural America.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's an interesting problem that I honestly hadn't considered. So tell me, what exactly does the Rural Opportunity Initiative do?
Well, it's based in Georgetown, but as we all know, there's not a whole lot of rural opportunity in Washington, D.C. So we reached out to continue our partnerships with the Department of Agriculture, certainly, but also three great land-grant schools, Purdue, Mississippi State, and Iowa State. Yeah. And together, we've amounted an effort for the last almost 2 years now of building awareness of these opportunities, holding conferences, writing papers, talking to people, testifying that there are business opportunities in a part of the country that have been looked over. And building awareness and talking to people, holding conferences, it has been very successful. Just two weeks ago, in Washington, D.C., we had the former secretary of USDA. We had the new CEO of Farmer Mac. We had a number of large bankers and venture capitalists come together to talk about tools that they think could be used to increase the investment flow going into this part of the country that doesn't seem to attract its fair share of that investment flow. And a good example, Chip, Chip, of those tools would be to bundle some opportunities. In other words, rather than look at a $1.5 million opportunity, for example, to lend money for a rural water system, why not bundle 20 of those opportunities, 20 loans, and then package them as an individual investment? That will certainly get the attraction of a Wells Fargo or a Citibank.
Right. Yeah, when you're talking $1 billion instead of $5 million, all of a sudden it does have that increased interest level out there. Have you got some success stories, Matt?
Well, yes. I mean, we left USDA a couple of years ago with almost raising just under $12 billion of debt funds for water systems in rural America. We also have been pretty on the edge of a wave of private equity investments in the venture capital area. There's a vehicle, Chip, called the Rural Business Investment Company. It's often abbreviated as RBIC. And those are USDA-recognized funds that attract institutional and financial investors. And the RBIC network is almost over $500 million now of new money, which has to be invested in rural businesses. The RBIC are equity investments. Bank credits, obviously, are more debt investments, more debt-based investments in project financing.
Right, right. You know, it sounds to me, Matt, like you're not picky if about working with private versus public versus government agencies. I mean, it sounds to me like the initiative is willing to work with everybody and anybody.
Well, yes. I mean, I think if you're in the classroom, some economic development is perhaps more important than others. Some sources of economic development may be more important than others, but we're pretty much agnostic on how the money is being invested. And quite simply, any dollar being invested in the community is usually better for that community. And so we leave it to the private investors on the private side to decide what the best investments are, but we do want them to make those investments. There's plenty of government programs, and those government programs have been real successful, and we hope they continue. Our goal is to supplement what the government does with the private sector.
Well, part of the initiative has got to be to help the private companies understand just what those government fund availabilities are, right?
Yes, I mean there's a number of opportunities to partner with the government that sometimes they just don't realize. In some cases, the government can guarantee loans, and sometimes you can co-lend or co-invest with the government. That's right, Chip. There's a number of public-private partnership opportunities as well.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. So, what is the need? What do you think the real need is out there in rural America when it comes to the investment? I mean, there is money available for investment, but is it just not finding a home?
Yes, and I would say when I'm asked that question, I say that the real need is job growth. And if you have job growth, you're going to have young people stick around, come back after college, and you're going to keep people physically in a great part of the country. And the greatest source of job growth are small businesses. To me, the need is small businesses. And small businesses need working capital. Small businesses need equity. And they need it from sources that sometimes are not familiar with it on Main Street. And sometimes those sources need to come from more money-centered institutions. So I would focus on small businesses. There's a lot of technology, a lot of R&D, a lot of emerging best and brightest investment cases out there. I think we just need to find people to spend more time looking, more time talking about them, and the dollars will flow. I think capitalism and private sector know how to make money. You just need to open the door to them.
Yeah, Matt, I'm glad that you started with the technology side there, because when you look at the amount of technology that is involved in agriculture, I think it surprises a lot of people. And if you could put the technology development right out here in the middle of where it is used, in my opinion, most aggressively, boy, there's some big opportunities there.
There certainly are, and that's why our important partners are the land-grant schools. And the land-grant schools are a hotbed of discovery, a hotbed of innovation, and a lot of good ideas come out of the campuses and are commercialized in those regions, and that's a great source of ideas. And you're right, and nobody knows better than how to improve productivity, how to get more from less than the people actually working on the farms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. Well, Matt, I tell you what, it's a very impressive effort that you're heading up there at the Rural Opportunity Initiative, and thanks for doing it, and keep up the good work.
Chip, thanks for the time to talk about it. I appreciate
it. Yeah. Hey, real quick, how can listeners learn more about it?
The Rural Opportunity Initiative at Georgetown. It's easy to look us up on the web. Take a look. Send us a note, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. That is Matt McKenna, the founder of Georgetown University's Rural Opportunity Initiative. Okay, we're going to talk about oversight of the fake meat industry. That's coming up next.